You're listening to the international hit show, The Baby Names Podcast. And here are your hosts, the Moss Sisters.
I'm Jennifer Moss.
And I'm Mallory Moss-Katz.
And we're the founders of BabyNames.com, online since 1996.
And we're sisters, too.
We are. So our first segment is names we've discovered since the last show. I found the cool name of an author. Her name is Sonova Cantrell, and she writes several true crime books. I think Sonova is just such a cool name. I'm not sure if it's her pen name or her real name, but I looked it up, and it's an old English name that's now used primarily in Norway with the O with a stroke. And variations include Soniva and Sonifa, and it means kissed by the sun or gift of the sun.
Ooh, I like that meaning.
Yeah, cool.
Well, one of my names of the week, Soren, also has a stroke through it. It means severe. I'm not sure I like that meaning, but again, my name means unlucky, so maybe that doesn't always mean much. The person who told me about Soren, by the way, is named Denise, whose name was just the name of the day on September 1st. She named her children BJ after a grandparent, but also chose Ryder and Phoenix for her other children.
Now, is BJ initials?
Or? Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And Ryder Caleb was the only boy's name at the time she and her very picky husband, might I add, could agree on at the time. When it was time to name Phoenix, she and her husband went with Phoenix Harley. She kept it from her husband that she loved River Phoenix, by the way, which I think is hysterical.
Yeah.
What I also think is very interesting is that she picked very unique names for first names and very popular names for middle names. That's a naming convention we haven't seen much before.
True.
Oh, and she also has a daughter named Frey, which reminds me of Freya. Very different for such a beautiful and smart young lady. Now all these children are back to school.
They're back to school, and that is our subject of the week. Because this week, most of the children have gone back to school or are going back to school after Labor Day. I know, like, nowadays, they go back so early, like middle of August, Mal.
I know.
We never crazy. Went back to school until after Labor Day.
Always.
Yeah, but everything has kind of shifted. So the top five names of kids entering first grade this year are, drumroll, Jacob and Sophia, Mason, Emma, Ethan, Isabella, Noah, Olivia, William, and Ava. Mm. Such classic names.
Yeah, definitely.
So those were the kids born in 2012. Now, if we go back a decade to compare, entering first grade in 2008 would be Jacob, Emily, Michael, Madison. Remember that craze?
Oh, yeah.
Joshua, Emma, Matthew, Hannah, Ethan, and Alexis. So Emma has stayed pretty popular for the last 10 years.
So has Jacob.
Yeah, definitely.
But names like Alexis and Madison have completely dropped off the charts.
Right, right, because they became dated. And then if we go back two decades, we've got Michael, Ashley, Christopher, Jessica, Matthew, Amanda, Joshua, Brittany, Andrew, and Sarah. So those were kids born in 1992. And you can see that there's a little, leftover names from the 80s, Ashley, Brittany. So those were very 80s names, and they were very popular up until the late 90s.
About playground taunts, kids and teachers can be cruel. Jennifer, didn't you have a story about your daughter Miranda?
Definitely. Like, they didn't make fun of her name in particular, but they were asking about family trees. And, you know, we have an uncle named Tip, and he never went by his real name. Tip was a baseball player that he admired as a child, so he always went by Tip. So Miranda, you know, raises her hand and she says, I have an Uncle Tip. And the teacher says, no, you don't. And she's like, yes, I do. And she's like, no, you don't. Stop lying. And like she just thought that Miranda made it up. And Miranda was like almost moved to tears. And she didn't know that our uncle's name was Henry because we just called him Uncle Tip. But the teacher just refused to believe that. I thought that was so cruel.
Yeah, that's no fair.
No.
And I'm wondering if Anissa's son BJ gets any taunts. I'll have to ask her about that.
Yeah. Do you remember any interesting names of kids that you went to school with, Mal?
Let's see. There were sisters Perry, P-E-R-I, and Finey, F-I-N-I. I remember them.
Ooh, that's cool.
Kelda, K-E-L-D-A, is one of my favorite Facebook friends from back in the day. She is so energetic, and I love watching her Facebook videos.
Kelda.
Kelda.
Interesting. I wonder where that comes from. You'll have to ask her.
I will, definitely. And my best friends from elementary school were Lorita, L-O-R-I-T-A, and Betsy.
Aw, I love the name Betsy. Was she an Elizabeth?
Yes, she was.
Cool. And like I said, I have a friend who has a granddaughter now named Betty Sue, which I think is adorable. Now, some of mine back in the day, there was a girl named Romy, which I thought was a really neat name. Conley, who was female. Savon, who was male. Shariar, Marcello. A girl named Angeliki, which is Greek, but she went by Kiki. And then I have really good friends who I'm still friends with on Facebook, Harlene and Enid, which sound like grandma names, but they were unusual back in my day. We had a Beyouri, who was pre-Beyonce, B-E-Y-O-U-R-I, a Courtney, who was female, and I know that hit really big in the 80s, but in the 70s, that was really unusual. There was a girl named Trouty. And I think that's German, T-R-A-U-T-E, so it would be Traute. And we had two Cornelias in high school whose last names were right next to each other on the roll call and in the yearbook. Like, what are the odds of that?
Hard to believe.
I know. It's crazy. Now, I had mentioned before that Miranda went to Waldorf School in second grade, and that's like kind of an alternative school. And she encountered a lot of children whose names were unusual, including an Atticus, which is kind of popular today, but back then it was not popular at all. So that was highly unusual. And that's, of course, from Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Then there was Elvis, who was a girl. And that was unusual. There was Francesca Eastwood, Clint's daughter. And then a girl named Ventana.
Doesn't that mean window in Spanish?
It does. And Miranda had asked her about it. And she's like, yeah, means window. But it is pretty.
It is.
Ventana. And one of her friends, Jolie, who was a daughter of Keenan Ivory Wayans. And I thought that was a beautiful
Sounds
name.
Like Waldorf was the school to go to. At
Waldorf
the day.
Was. That was Santa Monica, 1990s. So now
it's time for Celebrity Baby News.
Actor couple Claire Danes and Hugh Dancy just welcomed their second child, another boy, on August 27th. Claire and Hugh were married in 2009 and have a 5-year-old son, Cyrus Michael Christopher. There's been no news yet on what the little boy's name is.
Well, singer Michelle Branch and fiancé Patrick Carney welcomed their first son together, a baby boy, on August 28th. They named him Rhys James Carney, and that's spelled R-H-Y-S. The name Rhys is of, Welsh origin, meaning running. Okay. Michelle has a 13-year-old daughter, Owen, from her previous husband, bass player Teddy Landau.
Ooh, Owen for a girl. Not sure I like that. And I tend to like crossover names. Like, I do like Elliot for a girl. But Owen, I think, is just too high up on the boys' charts. I don't know. I'm not a fan. Okay, Victoria's Secret model Lily Aldridge is pregnant with her second child. Lily and her husband, Kings of Leon singer Caleb Followill, announced the happy news yesterday with Lily posing for a bikini selfie in an Instagram pic. Do we hate her yet? The couple has not revealed any further information like due date or gender, but she or he will join big sister Dixie Pearl, who is now six.
That's a big name for a little six-year-old.
Dixie Pearl! It's very Southern.
Singer Robin Thicke and model April Love Geary announced they're expecting their second child together, a girl. They just had a baby 6 months ago, a daughter named Mia. Robin has an 8-year-old son, Julian, from his previous relationship with Paula Patton.
Wow, those two girls are going to be very close together.
Yes,
kind of
are.
Like our two older sisters, Kate and Sue. Comedian, movie star, and SNL alum Eddie Murphy and partner Paige Butcher are expecting their second child together, but this will be Eddie Murphy's 10th child.
What?
Yes, Eddie and Paige have been together since 2012 and have a 2-year-old daughter, Izzy. But Eddie's other children are from previous relationships. There's Eric, who's 29, with Paulette McNeely, and Bella Zara, 16, Zola Ivy, 18, and Shane Audra, 23, Bria, who's 28, Miles Mitchell, 25, all with ex-wife Nicole Mitchell Murphy.
Okay, that doesn't equal 10, does it? Well, there must be two other mysterious children
and
somewhere.
Two other mysterious children in the stratosphere.
All right. Actor Josh Peck from Nickelodeon's Drake and Josh fame recently announced that he and wife Paige O'Brien are expecting their first child. His fans were even more excited with a video he posted where he reveals the news to various friends, including his former co-star, Drake Bell. So cute.
Aww. R&B singer, songwriter, dancer Lloyd is expecting a baby any day now with girlfriend Dehea Abraham. This will be their second child. They have a son named Infinity, born last September 2017. Lloyd's full name is Lloyd Polite Jr., so that would be Infinity Polite. What do you think about Infinity, Malin? What name would go along with that as a sibling?
No holds barred?
Yes.
I would say Infinity is not my favorite boy's name.
I think it might work better as a girl. It's a softer name. I'm not making any gender
biases.
Yeah, biases. But I can picture Infinity as a girl. Not sure I can picture Infinity as a boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a little too much. And the fact that the last name is a word in the dictionary.
Right.
I don't like the fact that the first name is a word in the dictionary, so it's like he's going to be polite forever.
Exactly.
What if he's anything but polite?
Exactly. So that's almost an... Well, it's an expectation name on the surname part of it, so I would go a little differently with the first name. But let's see, things that would go with Infinity, universal, planetary, forever. Well, we'll see what happens. Sounds like a rapper name to me.
Maybe that's what he was going for.
Maybe. Now, here's a couple news stories that are about names, but not celebrity names. GoDaddy interviewed 1,000 millennial parents aged 24 to 38 and 1,000 Gen X parents aged 39 to 53 to decipher how important having a website-appropriate name is, so whether they can get it as a domain name or not. And according to the study, as many as 1 in 5 millennial parents said they changed or reconsidered changing their baby's names based on what domain names were free at the time.
That's interesting.
I know. Now, I can see like searching the domain name to make sure it's not like some porn site or something, so they don't get teased or, you know, feel like they're unduly identified with something that you don't want them to be identified with. But, or to grab the domain name for the future. I did that for my daughter, but she ended up letting it go. She didn't really want it. But it's interesting that they're actually reconsidering naming their baby something because they can't get the domain name.
Interesting study, GoDaddy.
Yeah, cool.
And I read that KFC is offering $11,000, interesting amount. I wonder how they came up with that. Toward college tuition to the first family that has a baby on September 9th. That is Colonel Sanders' birthday. And names the baby, his or her name, Harland, H-A-R-L-A-N-D, citing that the old man names are in again. But are they, really?
I think that's more on the girl's side that old-fashioned names are coming in. But then again, we have cousins named Abraham and Albert.
That's true. And boy, are they cute.
They are really cute.
Harley and Harper are becoming popular again, though. It's true. But would you name a kid Harland for $11,000?
So if any of you out there are due on or near September 9th, if you have your child on September 9th and name it Harland, the first person to do so will get an $11,000 scholarship towards college tuition for your baby.
But you know what would be really stinky? If you're the second one.
That would be terrible. You know, you can always change it, I guess.
That's true.
And now comes the segment where we take questions from you, our listeners. So here's our first letter. Hi, I can't believe that I'm only now discovering your podcast after a lifetime of name obsession. As a New Yorker, I'm constantly trying to get my friends as excited about the name of our incredible anti-corruption attorney general candidate, Zephyr Teachout. I'm assuming it's Teachout. It's spelled like Teachout. It could be Teishu, but I don't know. It's really her given name, and how perfect would that be if she came in like a breath of fresh air and cleaned up our state government? But this had me thinking about some names in politics, and here are some interesting ones. Twinkle Andress Kavanaugh. I don't know about Twinkle, but good for her for going into politics with that name. Newt Gingrich, and of course that is short for Newton. Mitt Romney and son Tag. Kinky Friedman, who ran for office once. I would probably guess that is a nickname, but who knows? Lady Bird Johnson.
No, that doesn't count. Her name was Claudia.
Okay, so that was a nickname. Strom Thurmond and Bob Bland, who is a woman, the organizer of the Women's March. Sincerely, Rachel Posner. And if you recognize that name, that is a character name from House of Cards, which I think is kind of cool. And then she says, P.S., I wanted to add to your temporal names, Friday Foster, the Blaxploitation heroine, and the name Afternoon. Never met one, but I've seen it in baby name books. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Also, Evening is a very pretty name. I just thought of that, and it could be shortened to Eve.
I like Evening. I'm not sure I like Afternoon.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like, you know, Nooner.
You know, Jennifer, your thoughts are always going in one direction.
I don't know. I'm worried about the kids being harassed or teased for names, which brings us right back to school. You know, Afternoon, you going for a nooner? I don't know.
Well, here's the next question. I'll take this one because it says, hi, Mallory.
Well.
Well, howdy, a fan. My husband, Nicholas, and I are expecting a baby boy in January 2019. We are pretty set on our name choice. However, I noticed recently that the name we've chosen is not recognized on babynames.com, and I wanted to get your input for a number of reasons, one being that it's not going over too well with our families.
Uh-oh.
We hope to name our son Doc, D-O-C, Wilder Russo. When I searched this on your website, all that came up was Doctor, which I wasn't even aware is an actual name. Two recognizable figures with the name are legendary bluegrass musician Doc Watson, my personal favorite, and also Doc Holliday. However, both had different given names at birth, so Doc was technically more of a nickname. I'm curious as to any information you can give me on the name Doc, and also just your general thoughts on the name. Is it possible the name will ever make it onto babynames.com? Thanks so much, and I look forward to hearing from you, Stephanie Russo. Well, as far as whether it'll make it onto babynames.com, Stephanie, better look over at babynames.com now, because it's sure on there.
Woo!
Anyway, I agree that Doc is most often used as a nickname for the diminutive for doctor. Whether someone is actually in the medical field or a teacher of sorts, since it comes from the Latin docere or docere, to teach. So you often see musicians like Doc Severinsen, whose real name was Carl, Doc Holliday's real name was John Henry, but he was a dentist, and Doc Watson, like you mentioned, your favorite, whose real name was Arthel.
Arthel?
A-R-T-H-E-L.
Oh, cool.
And I think I would come up with a nickname with Arthel, too. I actually like the name Doc. And Jen, didn't you say in another podcast that there was a study that said that people with worker names were more likely to have that profession?
It wasn't a podcast. It was a presentation at the American Name Society. And yes, that is true.
Okay. You do have to realize that people are more often going to misspell it and put a K on the end.
Really?
D-O-C-K.
You think they're going to spell it Doc like Jack?
Sitting on the dock of the bay. Oops.
Mallory, no singing.
So I kind of like Doc. I don't know. Doc Wilder, I think, is cute. It's a big name for a little baby.
It reminds me, I'm interjecting now, sorry. It reminds me of Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc? You know, I think the child is likely to be teased. It's also a title that you have to earn, whether you're a medical doctor or have a PhD. And so I don't believe in just assigning those random willy-nilly. You know, it's like naming a child King or Prince, although I love Prince the musician.
Me
but
too.
Other than that, you know, it's like because people have to earn that title, I don't agree with calling a kid Doc. It's a great nickname, you know, call him Dexter and Doc for a nickname or Doc for short.
Dexter. A serial killer? Really?
It's just a character. It's one of my favorite names. But don't use that as a given name. Don't put it on the birth certificate, please.
Hey, come on. They're my fan. They can do whatever they want.
Okay. I know you didn't ask me, but that's my opinion.
That's because they knew better.
Probably. So, Stephanie, you got two opinions for the price of one. All right, second letter. This one's addressed to just me now. Hi, Jennifer. I'm having a little girl on September 18th. Ooh, that's soon. But naming her has been quite the challenge. My husband, who is much older than I, has a 23-year-old daughter who wanted to choose our baby's middle name. But I didn't like any of her suggestions. At the same time, my husband has been adamant that he only likes one name, which is Ella Ruth, after both of our grandmothers. I do not want it to be shortened to just Ella because we already have an Ellie in the family. I finally suggested to his daughter that the name Mariela, with the Spanish pronunciation Mariela, would be a lovely tribute to both her grandmother and the great-grandmother, Mary and Ella. However, I still want to somehow use the name Ruth after my grandmother. So the question is, which name combination sounds best considering the pronunciation, Ruth Mariela or Mariela Ruth? Please help me end this battle. Thank you. Last name is Hubble, like the spacecraft. Well, in terms of what sounds good with the last name, let's leave out the middle name for now. So I really like Mariela Hubble. Mariela Hubble is really pretty. I like the double double L's. Ruth Hubble sounds really kind of short. I don't know, kind of stark.
Ruth I think Hubble. It's too old-fashioned and too tough.
Yeah, and Mariela Hubble sounds really flowy. Mariela Ruth sounds beautiful. Ruth is also not a very popular name. Now, I know a lot of people like old-fashioned names, and they like names that are, you know, from the early 20th century, but Ruth really hasn't come back into style much. I would put that as the middle name. And remember, middle names are not used very often, basically for when you're baptized, when you get married, and when you die. So don't worry about the middle name. You know, I think a lot of people really wring their hands over the middle name, and it's just not used often. They're going to use their first name and their last name most often.
I think Mariella is very pretty. I know two Maris too, and Mariella can always go by Mari. And the Maris that I know, one is spelled M-A-R-I, and one is spelled M-A-U-R-Y, actually.
Maury.
No, but she goes by Mari.
Mari. Interesting. Like the TV show.
What TV show?
Maury.
No, but it's Mari.
I know. Okay, it's Mari.
Stop trying to change your name.
Thank you for listening, and make sure to follow us on social at babynames.com with a D-O-T spelled out. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Write us and let us know if you have a question about names or naming, or can suggest a subject for a future show. Next podcast will be about what, Mallory?
Next podcast is going to be about occupational names, and also that includes scientists, and we'll give you a little teaser like Tesla.
I love the name Tesla. If I were going to have a baby today, I'd name her Tesla.
Not me. But that just sets us up for a fight for next week.
Okay, tune in next time. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for tuning in. We love you.
Love you. And Jennifer, I love you. And we love our older sisters, Sue and Kate.
Bye, guys. Have a lovely September and a happy school year.